With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Cecil, you alerted me to something from the Sporting News where they basically went through all 32 NFL teams and predicted how many Hall of Famers are on each one. So with the Texans, they listed four different guys.
Mm-hmm.
And it's their best four players: Watt, Hopkins, Clowney, and Watson. Watt's obviously a future Hall of Famer. I think that was the case probably three, 4 years ago.
I mean, those 3 or 4 years he had, you know, basically the best the best years ever as a defensive lineman. I think if he were retired right after that, he'll still get in.
I agree with you.
So that's not even a question. But Hopkins, Clowney, and Watson. I think Watson's interesting because he's so young. And a lot of people on this list, they say it didn't matter what age. They got to continue do what they do. I think Watson can definitely get there if he continues to show his capability and continue to improve each and every year. Clowney's interesting.
Clowney's interesting. I think that's a more unlikely than not.
Yeah.
I think that's a more unlikely than not. Unless he really puts things together and he reaches that double-digit sack level that we keep talking about.
I think that's going to be huge for him as far as Hall of Fame, double-digit sacks. And I'm not sure how they – I think McClain has a vote for the Hall of Fame, does he?
Yes.
So I'm not sure exactly, you know, what they're looking for in the votes. Is it statistics? Is it, you know, dominance of the game? Is it a certain error? You know, one guy told me once, that's actually Chris Carter when I was playing. Chris Carter or Michael Irvin, it was Chris Carter. He said, when they name you to the Hall of Fame, that means they can't tell the story of the game without mentioning your name. So when the era that you played, so whatever it is, they can't tell the story of the game without mentioning your name. So I thought that was interesting. So I'm thinking now, okay, say Clowney plays 10 years.
Yes.
In his era, can you talk about the NFL without mentioning, for example, J.J. Watt's name?
No way.
No, you can't. Can you talk about without mentioning DeAndre Hopkins' name?
I think that's a more iffy one, especially if he keeps playing like this, because you'll be talking about this age of receivers, and you'll talk about Julio Jones, Antonio Brown, Odell Beckham, depending on what he does in Cleveland, and DeAndre Hopkins is obviously going to be right in that mix. And I think that with Hopkins, at this point, it's very competitive at the receiver position, but with what he's been doing and with how durable, knock on wood, he's been, he's only missed one game in his NFL career.
That's crazy.
If he keeps doing that, you know, he's entering his age 27 season. Like, if he does this for the next 5 or 6 years, then I think he probably will be a Hall of Famer. Yes, I do believe that.
Now, they have a percent on each player. What's it likely that they get in? They have DeAndre Hopkins at 70%, and then you just mentioned off air, T.Y. Hilton is also at 70% for the Colts.
That's insane. That is absolutely clinically insane. Listen, this guy must be watching T.Y. Hilton exclusively against the Texans, because T.Y. Hilton is only getting to the Hall of Fame like I would, buying a ticket. T.Y. Hilton has no business being in any Hall of Fame, period. Is that too harsh?
No, I agree. I don't think everybody can get in. Just because you're a good player doesn't mean you should get in.
Absolutely.
It's just part of it.
Now, the Texans' percentages on guys to make the Hall of Fame: 100%, Hopkins 70, Clowney 30, and Watson 15. I think those are basically all right in the ballpark. Watson obviously can be a future Hall of Famer. I think that's one that's like, it's on spec. He's played 2 years.
Yeah. One full season.
Yeah, he's played one full season. He's played 2 years. Could I see it happening? Absolutely. Now, the other thing that's interesting that you pointed out, Cecil, is they, on the Sporting News, have 8 different players from the Cowboys who they think have a chance to be in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
8 different players.
Mm-hmm.
Jason Witten, Tyron Smith, Zach Martin, Travis Frederick, Ezekiel Elliott, DeMarcus Lawrence, Leighton Vander Esch, and Dak Prescott. All 8 guys they feel like have chances to make the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
I don't agree. That's a lot. That's a lot. And if you have that many on your team, I think you should be a Super Bowl contender. No doubt about it.
Well, the Cowboys,
and they actually had a decent year last year. They won the first round and lost to the Rams in the second round. And I think, well, I don't know. Are the Cowboys considered Super Bowl contenders by the media, like in national media?
They're not really talked about much as Super Bowl contenders, but I think on paper they should be. It's on two guys. It's on Dak Prescott, and it's on Jason Garrett.
This is a big year for Jason Garrett.
Yes, it is.
This is a big year.
This is for Jason Garrett, the proverbial Mark Vandermeer last house on the left. If the Cowboys do not get the job done, there is no justification for keeping Jason Garrett around. But this is absolutely one of the most talented rosters in the NFL, to me, bar none.
So let me go through it. Jason Witten, I think we both agree, that's a lock.
Yes.
He's incredible.
The whole situation is bizarre with him being back, but yeah, he's a future Hall of Famer.
Yeah, that in itself is weird. Like, now, I don't think he was that good on Monday night. I don't think he was bad, but I don't think he was that good.
He
on
was
Monday
not that
football.
Good.
But for him to go back to the Cowboys, it's like
Jerry gave him a life raft.
Like what?
It's like, hey, you're getting crushed by everybody on Twitter.
Murdered.
You're getting murdered by everybody. Hey, here's a job making $5 million playing tight end for the Dallas Cowboys.
That's crazy. So it's going to be interesting how he comes back and what he does with that. Tyron Smith, how you feel about that?
Yeah, I'm good with that. I think Tyron Smith has been one of the better left tackles in the league. I'm cool with that. I think Zach Martin's their best offensive lineman.
Really?
I do.
See, yeah, that's why I think we get in trouble with Nick. We try to compare everything to Zach.
Yes. And Nick
Martin, little brother Nick.
Yeah, and Nick Martin is no Zach Martin. The Tyron Smith I can see. Travis Frederick is 79% to me is ludicrous. I mean, I think he's a good player, but dear God,
he won't get in. That's a reach to me.
When it comes to Ezekiel Elliott, that all comes down to is he able to stay healthy?
Yes.
How long is he able to play at this level? If he can do it for 8 or 9 years, then yeah, Ezekiel Elliott's going to be a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, I agree. It's all, especially running backs, you get beat up so much, and they give him the ball a lot. He has a lot of touches every year. So I say if he makes it 9, 10 years, I'm pretty sure he'll get in. But if he doesn't, if it's 6, 7, I just can't see him getting in right away or him getting in at all.
He would have to have the level of durability that you rarely have with a running back these days.
Adrian Peterson type.
Exactly. And now the conversation literally right now in Dallas is, should we pay Ezekiel Elliott? Because there are a significant number of people in Dallas who are saying things like, hey, look at what's happening with Todd Gurley in LA. And how many people are more talented and better than Todd Gurley? Very few. They gave him that huge, huge contract, and that could be a total disaster.
Yeah, that's interesting. I was reading on him yesterday because he's dealing with his knee issue.
And you've dealt with knee issues.
Yes. But his is interesting because they say it's arthritic, right? Yep. So he didn't get surgery this offseason.
Is that correct?
Did he get surgery?
I'll double check on that.
You just gave him this huge deal. Awesome year all the way up until the end of the year.
Yes.
And then when the playoffs came, I think he had a good game versus the Cowboys, if I'm not mistaken, 2 touchdowns. And then he kind of just fell back. He kind of disappeared.
Well, yes.
And he wasn't himself at all.
The last, 4 weeks, they were very weird with their usage of Todd Gurley, and they weren't saying anything about it.
Weren't saying anything.
Which, to me, means something absolutely was going on.
Yeah. And then they picked up a few backs this year as well. So it's going to be interesting to see how that goes. But that, if I'm the Cowboys and I see that, I'm not sure if I'm going to pay Ezekiel. Even though how good Ezekiel is, because you just in the amount of touches that he gets, I'm just not sure if you know it's worth what he's trying to get.
It's just such a dangerous idea when you're paying a running back. We saw that here with Arian.
Yeah,
it's so dangerous paying a running back. Even if you love the guy's production, you love his ability, you love his playing style, which I always felt with Arian, that position and just. All the numbers tell you that you should not pay the running back.
Yeah.
All the numbers, all the evidence say you should absolutely not pay the running back. Mad Radio on a Thursday. So I think you and I are in agreement when it comes to future Texans Hall of Famers. Watts a lock. I think Hopkins more likely than not. And everybody else, we're kind of, I think, in sort of wait-and-see mode.
Yep.
I wanted to present this to you because I don't know if this is somebody that you're familiar with. So this is our friend Texans Bill. The news came out yesterday from ESPN's Adam Schefter that what's going to happen now with the GM position is what we've been thinking for 4 weeks, which is not much. Mm-hmm. The Texans will divide the responsibilities between 4 guys, Chris Olsen, Jack Easterby, Matt Bazargan, and James Lipford, all guys who are in the front office. You guys have heard a lot about Jack Easterby on this radio station for the last month. Here's our friend Texans Bill weighing in on the shenanigans at NRG.
Texans Bill here. You know, look, I've been looking at that reaction to the news that the Texans, they's going to go ahead and go this year without a GM and kind of use a committee there, and everybody seems to be pretty pissed off about it, but It ain't news. We knew this was going to happen. The time to be mad was last month when they f***ed up trying to get Nick Caserio. That's when we should have been mad, and I think we was, when they got caught tamponing. But y'all got to make up your minds, people. You know, y'all like, well, Texas f***ed up because they got in a panic and they rushed and hired Brian Gain because they didn't want to wait on interviews with Caserio and Douglas back in 2018. They rushed. They f***ed up. Then last month, they f***ed up because Jack Easterbunny going up to New England that ring ceremony when it's tamponing with Nick Caserio. And then he come back and go, ooh, Nick, well, I'm going to take this job. Then they panicked and they rushed and fired Brian Gain. And then they f***ed up and didn't get Caserio. Now here today, they're deciding not to panic and rush and just hire somebody just to hire somebody. And we're like, panic, rush, come on out. Make up your minds, man.
I love Texans Bill. He always gives me more energy in the morning when I hear him.
That was fun. That was fun. But he's right, though. I mean, we knew. We had an idea. You know, it's not like huge news.
That it was more of a confirmation.
It was more of a confirmation. So for him, I guess it was the outlash or everybody getting upset yesterday. He said we should have been mad a month ago or whatever. He's fun.
I think it was one of the, I think it's one of those deals where people, a lot of people are understandably skeptical about what the Texans are doing. And now that this news is out that, okay, they're expected to not hire a GM, people are it's like, official, okay, yeah. I'm going to give you like my official take, my official opinion on something I've already been skeptical about for the last month.
Yeah,
there's a real story with what's gone on with this whole thing, but especially with what happened with Nick Caserio and what that's going to look like moving forward. Like, are they actually going to try to, you know, hire him moving forward? Is that a viable option moving forward? Because to me, if I've tried to hire a guy twice and I'm trying to beat the Patriots at something, they can never beat the Patriots. They can never beat the Patriots on the field. They can't beat them off the field. They can't get Nick Caserio. The only thing they've beaten the Patriots on is getting Jack Easterby. So hopefully that works out for them. That's basically where we're at.
Should they go after Nick or should they just leave it alone now? This would be the third time, right?
This would be the third time.
So should they go after him or should they just leave it alone?
I guess,
is it a bad look if they don't go after him? Because they tried so many times?
Not necessarily. I would still go after him if they felt like it was the best thing to do for the franchise. Mm-hmm. That's what I would do. If I felt like Caserio was going to be a star, then why not? I'd keep going after him.
Okay.
But I'd go after him and actually get him next offseason. If I was running things, that's what I would do.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.